Hi, I'm Anushka.
Hi, I'm Nida.
And this is Girl Up GMA.
We'd like to welcome you to our first She Rose podcast.
She Rose is our monthly podcast where we talk with some exceptional women and girls who have done some amazing work and have wonderful stories and opinions to share with us.
Today, we have two very special girls with us all the way from New Delhi. Please welcome Rasil Arora and Pritika Vij.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Hey, thank you for having us.
So how's it going, guys? How's quarantine treating you?
It's good. How have you been? I mean, it's just really busy, honestly. Just involved in so many things.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's going well. I hope everyone's healthy and safe. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty troubling time, but honestly, it's given us a lot of opportunity to do a lot of amazing things at this point. I mean, yeah, the feedback for sure that we've got in our hands, I think we're really being able to push ourselves.
Yeah, I think
definitely.
I think even though we're all at home, I feel like we're more connected than with especially people all over the world. We're more connected with our families than we have been in a very long time.
Yeah, definitely. I 100% agree.
Yeah, the amount of time I've spent with my family now is probably more than I ever have in like the past year. So that's really a blessing
in
disguise.
I think this has been my most like productive time, oddly enough.
Yeah, honestly,
yeah, I agree.
I really wasn't looking forward to quarantine because I just thought it would be like the most boring stretch of time possible, but honestly, I don't think I've had a single free minute this weekend. So I mean, I think
that's so true. Like, you know, you have so many people talking about how it's boring and things like that. It has not been boring at all.
I think it's also about what kind of use we make of our time. So we know that the both of you are involved in so many amazing initiatives, and we thought it's only right that we formally introduce you guys to our viewers.
So I think,
thank you,
Nida, would you go ahead with Pritika?
Of course. Pritika is the current head girl of the Shriram School, Malsri. Apart from that, she's an avid debater, public speaker, and an MUN enthusiast. She's the co-founder of Skillbridge and has also organized an independent TED conference at her school. To top it off, she's also the Secretary of Social Initiatives and a very charming, chirpy, and enthusiastic person.
Thank you so much, Nida.
Rasil is the head of the MUN Society in her school, as well as the co-founder of Skillbridge. She is also a project manager at an NGO for the blind and represented India at the UNICEF Grey Global Kids Council. And if that wasn't enough, she's also a prolific writer. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
It's honestly our pleasure to have you here with us today.
So, of course, Pritika and Rasil have a lot of feathers in their caps, but what really makes them stand out for us, especially at Girl Up GMA, is that they both are the co-founders of Girl Up TSRS, which is the Girl Up Club at their school. Rasil is the president and Pritika is the vice president of their club. So could you please tell us, what made you start Girl Up TSRS?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, growing up in a country like India, or in fact, any country in the world, when it comes to the disparity between girls and boys and all genders, it's extremely apparent and inevitable to sort of notice. And it happens in all strata of society, whether it's underprivileged, whether it's even our socioeconomic class that doesn't have to deal with things like dowry, domestic violence, or you know, child marriage, but still have to deal with so many subtle traits of gender inequality. That's sort of why we started Girl Up TSRS, because we felt like gender equality also has to be addressed at a school level, because it's as important to eradicate gender equality there than it is across the board, so that we actually have a good impact in totality. So yeah,
absolutely,
that's sort of why we started.
Did you come across any social injustice that you experienced just because you were girls, and did that maybe influence why you started the club?
yeah, like Rasil just mentioned, like mm-hmm. what she wanted to fix and how important it was to eradicate gender inequality, even at a school level. So was there something that you had like a personal experience or an encounter with gender inequality, like head on, which was like an ignition point for you, after which you were like, that's it, I have to do something about this?
Yeah, I'm going to take that question as well, because I definitely have a definitive one. I started off my journey with gender inequality teaching young girls at my local charity school. So one day I sort of finished the curriculum, and I sort of had a general conversation with them, like, what do you like doing? What's your favorite food? And I asked them, like, how teenage girls would ask each other, oh, like, what would you like in a boy? And I remember their expression looking back at me was of confusion and sort of expectantly waiting for me to change my question. Something more believable to them, because the power of choice is something that girls, especially in rural India or underprivileged girls, aren't empowered with. They don't have the knowledge or the understanding that they too can choose their, not only their prospective partners, but also make life decisions for themselves as opposed to for others. So that's, if I had to say one definitive thing, I think it was a sort of like a eureka moment then, to sort of work on this more than just at home.
Yeah,
and the main sort of aim with starting Girl Up wasn't just to, you know, put out these nice posts and do advocacy and a lot of awareness campaigns. That's definitely a big part of what we do, because we feel there's certain niche topics that aren't explored as much, but also to make a real change. And that would be, you know, volunteering with children, volunteering for organizations that need help and need the resources that we're able to provide in terms of volunteers or in terms of financial support through donation drives. And that's what we want to do. It's sure, we want to do as much awareness and advocacy as possible, but it's also about the real change and to look at yourself at the end of the day and think that you've done something positive with the power that you have.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think active change is the most important mm-hmm. thing of this entire campaign.
And I think we have been bringing about a lot of active change in the recent years with their Instagram lives, where they have been collaborating with women around them. And I think that's been mm-hmm. amazing to watch.
Absolutely. And as they just mentioned, the volunteer work that they've spoken about, I think that is the most inspiring of all, because in India, you actually have, like, you know, these places where you can go and make a difference. You know, mm-hmm. I think Dubai is relatively a more sheltered place, a more privileged place. Definitely. Where you get exposed to such realities. But it is a reality in most parts of the world. So I think that's amazing. And building on that, what would you guys say is the biggest girl-related problem in your society? So be it India, be it Delhi as your locality, what would you say is the biggest girl-related issue in your community?
I think it varies. So it varies from different backgrounds. It depends on sort of the privilege that you've been born with. That's a large part of what determines what your experiences would be as a girl in this world. For someone like me, who has a lot of privilege and recognizes that, it's not about sort of the fear of being, you know, being a victim of child marriage or dowry or anything like that. It's more subtle signs of sexism. It's stuff that not everyone realizes. But for a large part of an Indian demographic, it is female infanticide, female feticide, and like child marriage, dowry. These are really issues that strides have been made to sort of try and curb them, but they still very much do exist today. So I think those would be the most pressing issues for a wider demographic, but don't personally affect us as much.
Yeah, I think addressing the entire wider demographic point of view as well, I think especially in countries like India, where a large part of the population is under the poverty line, I think financial literacy would probably take the cake if we were to talk about a really important problem, because girls and women aren't empowered and don't feel like they have the power of choice, because they feel like they have to depend on their fathers and their husbands for their next meal or to get sort of their livelihood, really, when it comes to money, because many women don't earn that much. Mm-hmm. So I think financial literacy and understanding those rights are very, very important. And the lack of that right now is probably one of the most pressing issues, just because the lack of knowledge is the most dangerous thing. Not knowing rather than knowing something wrong.
Yeah. Ignorance.
Yeah. Completely. Yeah. And the only way forward is creating strong, independent women who don't feel tied to anyone or don't feel dependent on anyone. There's no way we as a society will progress if we don't have enough independent women. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
So we've noticed that you guys are fourth globally, the fourth leading on the Golub Club leaderboard, and you're also the leading club in India and South Asia. So you're a part of this community and you have been for quite some time now. Mm-hmm. What would you think is globally that one problem that all girls and women share all over the world?
I think I'm going to go with power of choice, just because it spans different socioeconomic sections in many different ways. You know, for someone that's underprivileged, the power of choice is something as simple as understanding that she has rights when it comes to her financial situation. The power of choice, even in a very privileged setup, can be the power of choice of who you want to marry, because arranged marriages are still very much prevalent. And whether, I mean, it's also a matter of choice. Like, do I want to let my parents or family members decide? But not understanding or not knowing that I have a say in that matter. And even to extremely like an affluent socioeconomic section of society, the power of choice boils down to how I want to represent myself or how I'm represented. Because I feel like feminism has a lot of tokenism nowadays, you know, like instead of saying that, you know, the number one something, it becomes like, you know, it's a woman thing, just for the sake of ticking that box of feminism. I think if we really need to get to a gender equal world, it, and of course, to get there, we have to level the scales by doing feminism in with that power. But I think that a woman's identity should be what she wants and not, shouldn't be restricted. So I think that's how the power of choice would probably be one of the overarching things.
And a path, the only path that I can think of to achieve something like that is by challenging perceptions, right? There's certain perceptions and notions that exist in society, and we've been born into this world where they all do exist. So it becomes our responsibility to sort of take that head on and challenge these perceptions through advocacy, through using our power and our voice and our privilege to reach out to those who don't necessarily have that. And that's the only way that we can move forward as society. So I think, yeah, that's really what we need to focus on. I'm so glad that, you know, we now have a community across the world which is involved in these Girl Up clubs. And to just see the type of conversations that happen on a platform like that just inspires me every day. And to be a part of that is... It's a really cool experience, and to see that people all over the world are taking action and are taking strides towards reaching their goals, and goals that are similar to all of us here. Yeah,
absolutely. I think that's very profound, especially the part where you said the power of choice. Because I mean, I think Anushka will agree. We see that even here, even today, and it's just so prevalent all around us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it even boils down to the smallest of things. Even if you are from an affluent background, as Raseel mentioned, sometimes it's something as simple as a career choice. If I said I wanted to be a mechanical engineer or a civic engineer, I don't think I'd be met with a lot of appreciation. Because just because of that stereotype that exists of what girls are meant to do, and you know, what are jobs which are suitable for us. So I think it exists in all stratas of society, absolutely. And I think what Pritika mentioned also about the community that Girl Up as an organization has created, that was absolutely, I think, our viewpoints as well. I mean, we're new to the community, we've just recently joined, but we couldn't be happier to be here. And obviously, as Nida mentioned, you guys are the number one Girl Up club in India and South Asia, and that's no small feat. So what is it that you have accomplished through Girl Up TSRS, and what is it that you are working towards right now?
So with Girl Up, our sort of approach is very two-stranded, right? We have one side which is focusing on advocacy through social media campaigns, talking about things that aren't usually talked about, stuff like toxic masculinity or financial literacy. We have a health series coming up for Pride Month. We'll be doing stuff involving that, gender wage gap, you know, things like And sort of taking an interesting perspective on that, not the general fact-based write-up, but something that has a personal element to it. So that would be our advocacy portfit, which mainly reaches people like you and I, who come from a very privileged background. But then we also have the part of Girl Up, which focuses more on volunteerism and more on making a real impact at that grassroots level. So for that, we've tied up with a bunch of NGOs, and we do sessions where we teach underprivileged kids through an online medium, and all because coronavirus. And we're also currently working on recording an audio library for Isha, which is an organization for the blind. So trying to get them access to literature, and because they shouldn't be deprived of anything, right? So those are the main two strands of it. And through this entire coronavirus outbreak, because when we started, we almost immediately went into all plans out the window. You now have coronavirus and social distancing and all the things that come with it. So we've had to adapt to that very quickly. And that's why we've leaned more heavily towards advocacy.
Yeah. And also to add to that, you know, the entire adaptability part of Girl Up right now, like Girl Up, there are around more than 3,000 Girl Up clubs worldwide. And all of them right now are recognizing the situation that we're sort of in and doing many different things. Like they're hosting like Netflix party sessions for like feminist movies and stuff like that, which isn't like counted as your typical social project work. But the idea of Girl Up clubs in general, and I feel our Girl Up club in particular, is that creating a community and having that sort of feeling wherein you're part of something bigger than just yourself, which is, you know, gender, fighting gender inequality. And for example, the two tie-ups that we have right now. So we're working with Isha, People for the Blind. So that's, again, all online, adapting to the current situation. Then we've tied up with another NGO, Parkshala, like Pritika mentioned, wherein we have some of our members that will be volunteering and teaching some kids online who have their exams soon and, you know, need that extra help. So it's also recognizing that we are privileged and we can do a lot of things to change stuff in our sort of section of society. But to actually make a change, it has to affect each one. So to sort of see that at the grassroots level, we're doing sort of a lot of online volunteer work as well.
That's amazing, because you're using your privilege to create a difference. And I think that is what was our aim for this podcast, to inspire people to use their privilege to make others' lives better.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself. So thank you so much, Pritika and Raseel, for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on and listening to your stories. Nida, anything you'd like to say?
It's been an honor to have you guys here and share your stories. And I'm sure it's going to inspire not just people of our age, but even adults, whoever, who watch this podcast. Thank you so much for being so open and enthusiastic for joining us. And I hope our Girl Up clubs can collaborate in the near future as well.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. Yeah, thank you so much for having us here. It was a lot of fun, and to sort of have a conversation with people who have such similar views is always fun. And yeah, I'm glad that we're all involved in something productive and something that's making a real change.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, everyone, for watching our first ever podcast. And stay tuned, because we have a lot more coming.